Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Good morning, Scott.
All right. Well, I'm really, really excited because you've arranged for a couple very special returning guests today. And they, I think, do more than just about anybody when it comes to restoring vitality. And so would you like to introduce them to our audience?
Yes, indeed. We have with us today Dave and Brian Saavedra from California.
Hello. Hi, and good morning.
Yeah. Brian and Dave are special in more ways than one because they are identical.
Yeah, we're identical twins. We've been working together in metaphysics for many years now. And we have a very interesting product line to talk about today.
Yeah. Dave and Brian were introduced to me a few years ago. I think it was Dave who called me up asking me about laminar crystal and could I get him some. And I did. I think that was the first introduction. I sent you a laminar crystal pillow.
Yes, I purchased a pillow from you probably, I'd want to say, about 7-8 years ago.
I think your timeline is a little too extended.
Is it too extended? I can't remember how long ago.
I think it was 2002.
Okay, that wasn't that long ago. Great.
And then you guys started doing research into that. I remember it was a great story you told me about some essential oils you were restoring it. Do you still remember that?
Yes. Actually, we found that a friend of ours was talking to us about how he had found that the laminar crystals had actually restored his essential oils that he had been keeping on his desk. So I got interested in what the qualities of the laminar crystal was. So I did some inquiries and found that you can do a lot of different things with this stuff. And then someone had applied the material to, you know, different ways of using carriers such as clay or porcelain. You know, Jim Carter came out with you know, different ways of using this stuff. Just amazing.
Well, let's get a little more specific.
Well, the balls that the cosmic balls.
No, what I mean is, what does the laminar crystal do for people?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. It's an illuminant, and what we found is that it reflects light immensely, and after it's been treated or transformed, if you will, brought up to a temperature for an extended period of time, it becomes even more powerful. And we found that when you put the laminar crystal in a clay body, it works extraordinarily well.
Well, I know we have done the experimentation with it with Jim Carter, and
yes.
what he was saying is that we needed to bring the laminar crystal to a certain temperature, to a certain amount of time, and cool it in a particular prescribed way, or else these things just break and don't work.
That's absolutely what we've found as well, and with testing with the laminar crystals, you sent us another. Different forms of the powder that we've been experimenting with.
Right.
What we decided to do was take the formula that Jim Carter had come up with and basically tweak it a little bit and decided to start making the what we call the Michael's Magic Star. It's two four-sided pyramids submerged into each other.
Yeah, that's a very pretty little object, isn't it?
It's a pretty object, and there's a reason why it's that shape and why it works with water so well. Basically, water molecules will respond to different shapes. And because the water molecules are much more, I would say, pyramid-like, if you will, almost looks like a pyramid, if you implement a shape to an unstructured water, it will have structure. With the laminar crystal, basically, the discovery that Jim Carter made with the cosmic energy stones is it makes really nice, thin, dew-like water in about 24 hours.
Okay, so can you tell me what's the significance of nice, thin, dew-like water? compared
Well, the
to what
thing
I get
is,
off of my tap?
well, it absorbs into your body better. It becomes more efficient. When you drink water, your body has to structure it in order to absorb it. And this takes a great deal of time, sometimes up to an hour.
So what you're saying is that my body just can't use the tap water that comes, the water that comes out of the tap. It has to actually change the water.
Well, it can use it, and it does use it, but it has to do something to it over a period of time, and it's called structuring the water and allowing it to get to you on the cellular level.
Yeah, we've
It's
actually done quite a bit of research into it, and what seems to be happening is that to get the water inside a cell, it needs to come into the cell individually. And so when the water is still clustered in large globs, the body has to expend quite a bit of energy to separate these globs into these smaller molecule clusters so it can finally be pulled into the cells for the internal hydration of the cell itself.
So we get to use the water, more of the water. We get hydrated better when we've got water that's properly structured.
That's the idea. You don't have to expend as much energy trying to take apart these clusters.
Actually gives you energy when you consume a water like the we found that the magic star makes the water structured extraordinarily fast, within about 7 minutes. We noticed that it really has put a complete structure to the water. Not complete, excuse me. It starts the process of structuring the water, and you can smell and taste a difference within about the first 7 minutes. You can now, given that your body is mostly water, as we've discovered, we've decided to make pendants with these, and that's what the magic star is. It's become a pendant, and it's put into a spring type device so that you can remove it from there with ease, and or even just take the necklace off and set it next to a glass of water, a pitcher of water, a body of water. They're glazed so that you can actually set it inside of water and it will not take up any tastes or any smells. And that's one of the problems with the uncoated product that we were using before. So we decided to use a glass. It's a food grade glass. There's no lead. We're very particular about what we use. It's the highest grade glaze we can purchase, and the highest grade clay we can purchase.
Cool. Well, and I've been using the laminar crystals around my water, and I have to admit that the reason I asked the question was before I would drink like 8 glasses of water. That's what people tell you, right? And I would go to the washroom like 10 times. And what I've n and I never really just noticed it yesterday. I was thinking about it. I thought, gee, I'm going what I would call normal amounts of time to the washroom now. And I'm drinking as much or not or more water, and I thought that must mean my body is actually absorbing and using more of the water as opposed to just sort of flushing it through the system. And so I was, thought I was just kind of amazed, so I kind of wanted to know if that actually was probably what was going on.
Yeah, most likely, Scott, what's going on is that your body is replacing the less structured water with the more structured water that you now have access to.
Yeah.
So it leads to a better hydration cellularly,
This is
which
absolutely.
means that pretty soon you're going to be rid of your wrinkles and you're going to be dangerous when you go in the park.
Well, that's very. I would buy into that a lot. Since we've been making the stars and playing with the clay and making the discs pendants, one of the things that we've noticed is, most of our friends look older than us. It's a little bit interesting. We've been using these products for 5 years, maybe a little bit longer, and wearing the pendant, drinking the water, yeah, you end up drinking less water in the day, and it actually does a lot more for you. We did an experiment with water. We had somebody, we did this a couple times. We used a camera that can take pictures of auras. We had somebody drink just regular tap water. We waited 5, 10 minutes,
Took a picture of them. Their aura didn't change. First, we took a picture of their aura. Then we took a picture of their aura after they drank the water after 5 or 10 minutes. Nothing changed to them. We gave them a glass of the next day, we did the same test, but with a glass of the water treated with Michael's Magic Star. And in about 5 minutes after drinking the water, there was so many colors in the picture, it was astounding. It was just astounding. You could see how much vibrance was coming through the energy picture. So what that was leading us to think was the water was doing something very quickly.
Yeah, that's common. What you have is dehydrated people have all kinds of unhappy symptoms like headaches. Yep. And cramping and... who knows what else? I mean, there's a very long list of symptoms. We have it on our website, too, that are associated with dehydration. So,
to best our knowledge, the people making cosmic energy stones and cupcakes and whatnot have not taken their products out to be tested. We paid for some testing. We've been to 4 different institutes and paid for testing. And the results are all the same. This absolutely changes the pH of water and food products and increases alkaline. And we're going to release those studies here on Martin's website very soon. Parts of the results of those. What this does is it grounds and validates everything that you've been doing for years. Scientifically, so new people looking at this information aren't going to just sit there and go, okay, you guys have some nice rocks you're playing with and that's nice, but here's some scientific proof behind it.
Yeah, I know, we did the same measuring and we're finding that it lowers the surface tension and increases the pH and improves the water's ability to carry whatever you try to dissolve in it. So that's darn exciting.
It's very exciting, and it's actually a scientific breakthrough.
Okay, so do you guys have any interesting stories to tell? Like, have you any
yes,
friends that shared some ideas with you as what happens?
Had a friend of ours, don't know if we've talked to you about this, a friend of ours up in Washington who's been, you know, experimenting with these products we've been making. They've been buying the products from us as we've been going along to help support our efforts. The silver and gold Michael Magic Star that we're offering on the website produced some amazing effects with somebody that had just had a heart attack. Aaron's up in Washington. His friend down in San Diego had a heart attack. Aaron immediately sent him the gold and silver star that we had, you know, made him and sent to him. Within a week, he had noticed amazing differences. His doctor is scratching his head as to why he's reacting so well after such a severe heart attack and open heart surgery. He's had stents.
So this guy is recovering at a much better rate than expected, yeah?
Within a faster period of time than they've ever seen before, and the doctor's even considering taking the stents out of his heart.
Good.
So what this is a, you know, it's a miracle. It's a beautiful thing. Plus, aches and pains. You know, with the pendants, we had another person who had stomach surgery. She had something wrong with her stomach. After stomach surgery, according to some doctors, I've learned that you have a lot of gas. And, you know, they have to give you medicines to relieve the gas and, you know, Beano's or whatever, you know, you can get. Hopefully they're not too evasive. What this young lady said is she would put her Magic Michael Star on and the gas went away.
Just wearing it around her neck.
The other thing I've noticed with air bubbles in the body, somebody had a, we were at the Eden event this year in Ohio, and one of the helpers there had hiccups for like 2 or 3 hours. I just handed them a Michael Star and told them put it on their chest as if they were wearing it around their neck. And the hiccups went away. They looked at me like I was from another planet. I took my star and walked away.
Yeah, that would
amazing.
Be the case. I've noticed that when when somebody comes up and says, you know, I have such a headache. I've noticed that when I just hold it to their temple for a while, it seems to go away pretty quickly.
Yep. Shoulder issues. The list goes on and on.
Lower
back pain. It just, you got to play with these things. You know, they're just so fun. Okay, the lady that helps us make some of our products, because we're not the best clay people in the world, but we're learning. She had got a bee sting on her lip, and it started swelling up. And typically she says when she gets a bee sting of this sort, it's going to last for like 3 or 4 days, and because she's allergic to them. And that's just how her body responds to it. She took the star. Now, this is a person that isn't into metaphysics or any type of healing property products of any sort. She just, you know, I'm going to see if these kids are right. She takes a star and rubs it on her lip. By the time she was going to bed, her lip was back to normal size.
Nice.
No pain, no oozing, no nothing. She woke up and called me at like 8 o'clock in the morning. You won't believe what happened.
Good. So here we have a illustration for what happens when you properly structure the water in the body. The injury that's happening there is released because the energetic of the water in the cells is changed, right?
Yes, very well said. Very well said. It's a very exciting product. Fortunately, these are, you know, they're inexpensive. You know, they're not real expensive to purchase. They last forever.
Yeah. You're saying that the shape of it is not strictly just for aesthetics. That the eight-sided pyramid actually does have a little more, what shall I say, more speed in how it affects the water.
Absolutely. It's a perfect 10. It's a perfect 10. There's 10 points on these stars. The Dowsing Society is very close to us here. They have an office here where they teach dowsing, and these rather older people, I mean, they're in their 70s, 80s, who've been dowsing for years and years. I guess they call them water witches back in the day. We handed the Michael Star to the person who's supposedly the guy that can, you know, douse and figure out what's going on immediately. He said it was perfect. He called it an 18, I guess, which is a perfect score according to their records, which means that the object can actually cause things to happen. So when you're meditating and you're holding the Michael Star or wearing it, it seems to be enhancing the intentions and the things that we're calling upon the universe to help create with us.
So you're taking it beyond just water. You're talking now about some vibrational effects that are in the very, call them, esoteric ways. Yeah.
Yep. We're going to step out on the woo-woo plane here. What this does is, and you can, when you buy your Michael Star, muscle test it immediately. Check how much energy it's giving you, and you're going to be amazed. You're going to be truly, truly amazed. It doubles your strength.
We've tested it against the balls.
We've tested it against every product out there. We bought from everybody. We like that these products are available out there. What we're trying to do is offer something a little bit different. Nobody's taken the road of experimenting of what geometrical patterns will do. The new heart pendant we came out with, I dare you to not feel good after holding this. It brings so much joy and love into your heart because of the intention it was made with. And when somebody gives it to you, it's a heart. Of course, what are you going to think of is love.
Yeah, so here we go right back to Dr. Emoto and his ideas of putting shapes and symbols and messages onto the energetic devices, huh?
Precisely. You can do that with anything, as well as, you know, you can purchase these things for your friends and family that don't know anything about what we're doing, and then watch them come around. Watch them start asking questions. You know, we've noticed that with our friends and family, the ones that...
Well, the thing that you were just touching upon that we also notice is if you write a word on the disc. Now, the white discs that Martin sells on the site, I highly recommend parents buy these for their children. And get a dry erase pen or something like that and have them write their favorite word on there, love, peace, hope, maybe mellow or, happy, something that would calm a child down too. And notice how the device actually feels different.
We've done that with kids at the store here that sells them in town.
We call these products the Magic Star products.
Yes.
And these are the laminar crystal devices. And Magic Star, we call it the
round pendant.
Circle. It's a round pendant. We call it the circle pendant.
I misunderstood when you said the flat thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We've called it several things. It's the round pendant or the circle pendant. They're about a half hour space to write your name on it, write a couple words on it, thank you, gratitude, whatever you want. What I was trying to explain was if you choose to, you can take a dry erase pen that you can wipe off or whatnot and write words on this, and the device will sound different, will feel different with each word.
Okay.
Nice. Well, one more question. You keep calling things Michael Starr. How does Michael come into this?
The idea was basically brought forward Dave and I are really interested in the angelic realm, and we have a friend of ours who drew a picture of Michael as he sees him. In this picture,
Michael being the Archangel Michael?
The Archangel Michael, about 8 foot tall being with platinum hair, gold belt, like they describe in all the different religions. In his hand is a ball of energy. One pyramid is silver, one pyramid is gold. And around this object is a rainbow in this painting. And when Dave and I saw this object, we knew we had to figure out how to make this object out of what we didn't know. Found the laminar crystal, made the two four-sided pyramids submerged into each other, learned how to apply the silver and gold to it, and voila, we have what we saw in the what was put in the angel painting in the hand of Michael.
I sincerely think I was guided by Michael to talk to Jim at the precise time in order to get the information I did. I felt his presence at the time, and that's why we named it after Michael as a kind of a,
Good.
It also helps people think of the angels, so there you go.
So even though Jim Carter is now dead for almost 2 years, his work continues, huh?
Yeah, he was really helpful when I spoke with him. He was instrumental in helping me get to the point that I am, of course, with learning how to use this stuff. He had cautioned me. He says, look, Dave, this is not the easiest stuff in the world to work with. He says, you gotta keep your head straight when you're working with it. You gotta put some love in your heart and really let it help you learn how to use it. And that's what we did. And we found that it's not easy. We've had other people try and work with this stuff, and it's not that easy. So
okay. So I guess we're going to call it the device that can transmit and deliver love. Yes.
I would say that too.
Okay.
That's
good.
One of the things that it does. Yes.
Okay. Well, I think that's about enough information for our listeners for now about the
Magic Star
objects.
I highly recommend grabbing one. Grab one and see what it'll do for you. We get new stories every day.
Yeah, well, I think it's a wonderful present because it's not all that expensive, and it's a cool object to have. You can wear it on a string on your neck. You can dip it in your drinks and do all kinds of fun things.
Boil it in your soup.
Very good.
Boil it in your soup, did you say?
Yes. It's actually something we found that one of the things that you can do with the cosmic energy stones is put three of them in water and boil the water, and it transforms the water faster.
True.
It's a different product.
Of course.
Well, we were playing around with the Magic Star and threw it inside a thing of soup. We had two different soups going, same soup, but in two different containers because there was a lot of people we were serving. Threw the star in, it was like they gobbled it up. The other one nobody really wanted after that. So we noticed that it really enhances the taste of food when you cook with it.
Okay, great. Scott, can you think of some summary that we could close this message with?
Well, we've been talking an awful lot about water over the last few months, and Dr. Emoto has shown that thoughts and energy can have a huge impact on it, and it actually has some memory, and everything you put into your mouth, should be filled with love, not nasty, mean thoughts. And this is one easy, simple way that I think people can make that change. And if you want to know more about it, head over to www.life-enthusiast.com. And what would be the best place for them to go, Martin?
Under products, look for energy devices, laminar products.
Yeah, and we'll have a link to it on our podcast page as well. And if you've got any comments or questions that you'd like Martin, Dave, or Brian to answer in the future, head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com, and you'll see there's a little comment button at the bottom of the post. And click there. We check them all every time they come in, and we'll either deal with it in an upcoming podcast, because I'm sure we'll have Dave and Brian on again, because the stuff that they keep telling us is so interesting and fascinating. Right, guys?
Should be. We'll be here anytime you need us.
All right. Excellent. So you've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op podcast. Martin, you've got the last word.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Dave and Brian Saavedra. Thank you, Magic Star Products. This is Life Enthusiast Co-op signing off with restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you, folks.
Bye-bye.